All right, there it was. Nick Sirianni's Wednesday press conference on this playoff week. Are a couple things. And, of course, listen to the midday show here.
Lane Johnson. Did I miss that?
Well, no, there was a Lane Johnson question. He was a little evasive here.
Okay.
A little evasive. He talked about how Lane is a great player and he's working to get back. Again, we had a caller earlier who's guaranteeing Lane Johnson's going to play. I hope he plays, and I think he's going to certainly be at practice this week. We'll find out. I'm interested to see how they list him at practice. Is he a full participant? Is he a limited participant? Is he not practicing? Is he just there? We'll find out today.
Well, I would think he would have to be Wednesday full participant today. I mean, he could still play. He could be a limited participant
and still play. Yeah.
Yeah, but I would think that he would try to figure out where he feels or how he feels today.
Yeah, I am not sold yet he's going to play. I hope he does. I hope he's perfectly fine. It's just, it's been a strange couple weeks of reporting this. Elliot's been talking about this. We're going to have him on at 1 o'clock. So we'll see on Lane Johnson. The other thing that stood out to me was Sirianni was asked if he thinks they found their identity on offense. He said he does. Then he went on to say that they had a good first half against the Bills and then not so much in the second half. Do you think they have found their identity on offense?
No.
Okay.
But to be fair to Coach Sirianni in this situation, I'm not in the building every day. From what I've seen, and given that you only get a certain amount of practices, and you've had so many during the course of the season, and the offense has still looked the same, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say no.
Okay.
I'm gonna go no for 100 there, Joe.
Yeah. I wish the first half in Buffalo was the second half, because then we could go in like, well, see what they did in the second half. That's them. But like the last impression was zilch. That's the last. I mean, they didn't do anything. So
the last depression was Week 18.
Don't get Hugh started on that. We've already done 2 days.
We had Jason Abbott sit in, and you know how he felt about it. But it was just
glad we asked him right before a break, because you two would have just, especially no, you. I mean, you've been on this for days.
I think they're going to play better. What does that look like? I don't think anybody can tell you that. I don't think that anybody has the blueprint of how this game is going to go. I think they're going to win. Don't know what it's going to look like.
Oh, I think they're going to win too, and it's going to be tight. I mean, that's the way I feel. All right, this segment brought to you by Meineke. It's the playoffs. Make sure your car is game day ready. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. Rick in Delaware, topic on the screen in front of me. Joe Giglio is a complete fool. Good afternoon, Rick.
How are you?
Rick, I'm great. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I actually had to call because, you know, I listen to the show daily. I actually live in Florida now. Listen on the Odyssey app. Get the morning show, bitch, you guys, and then obviously the late show as I'm driving throughout the day. Your ranking of Jalen Hurts in the playoffs is a complete and utter joke.
Why?
It is so biased.
When did he rank him? You ranked him? You ranked him.
Well, I graded him. I gave him grades for each of the playoffs.
Okay, but grading and ranked is two different things.
So tell me why it's biased. The first, you're coming at it as if I don't like the guy rather than I'm just grading the games.
Or you don't like the guy.
That's not true.
Every time you're on the radio, you take pop shots at
every time.
It's not true. Well, I want to just make sure we're clear on this. When he played better, I liked him more, Rick. And when he plays worse, I don't like him as much. I do that with every single player. It's not about Jalen Hurts. It's about how he plays. I don't know how long we're going to do this. Like, I've been here for a long time. I'm going to do this until they tell me I can't come in here anymore. When a player plays well, I'm going to like him a lot. Maybe if you get your way, maybe, Rick, but we'll finish our conversation. When a player plays great, I'm going to like him. And when a player plays not great, I'm not going to be as big of a fan. Like, this isn't rocket science, but now your turn.
Okay. Your definition of great is unrealistic. Okay. When are people, and this goes for listeners too, when is everybody going to realize you can't have perfect games every single time?
I don't think anyone expects that.
You're not going to come out with 140-plus passer rating, 5 touchdowns, 400 yards. That's unrealistic.
Sure.
And I'm not saying that's what you want, but when Jalen Hurts turns around and has a game that you ranked a B, which was a championship game, against 49ers the first time.
Yeah, and I think I'm being generous with the B.
You're being generous with 3 rushing touchdowns, 1 passing touchdown, 250 yards on an injured shoulder, and that's not an A. He doesn't get no credit for Hart. He doesn't get no credit for that being his first championship game.
That is That was not what we're grading, but I mean, I give him credit for heart. But that's not the grading scale that we're using. But
Rick, what are you talking? Hold on. What are you talking about in that particular game? Hold on. Just this is why, Rick. Like, you can call me names, but when you come on the radio and you just make stuff up, I have a responsibility to the audience to tell them what happened. Rick, in the first championship game against the Niners, Jalen Hurts was 15 of 25. He threw for 121 yards. That was 4.8 yards an attempt. He had a 72.2 passer rating. He ran 11 times for 39 yards. He counted for one total touchdown.
On a touch
what
push.
Are you talking about?
All right. I had AI overview. So
I got to stop. This is the second caller today. I got to be honest. AI is making us all so freaking dumb. Rick, it was 4 years ago. If you don't remember the game, go to Pro Football Reference. Like, this is the second caller that's come up with AI slop. Dude, like, you could call me.
I wouldn't tell nobody I'm getting my AI stuff.
Yeah, don't you hold on with the AI. You could call me a fool. You searched AI, Rick, and AI was wrong, and I'm the fool. Like, do you realize how dumb you sound?
Damn.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Okay. No problem. I was driving pulled up AI because I
Rick, hold on.
No, you hold on.
Rick, we both watched the same game.
Guess he told you, Joe.
You came on here to call me a fool for my grading system. Your grading system was wrong. You had the wrong freaking stats, man.
Okay.
So what are you talking about?
Your rating system is wrong. Period.
Okay. Rick, so whose grading system is better? Your AI or mine? My brain, Rick. I watched the game.
This is wild.
Yeah, I watched the game too. I'm sorry, I don't remember every detail. Neither do you.
Well, yes, I do. I mean, I do remember every detail. Well, I do.
No, you really don't.
Well, I do.
That's what I'm talking about, Rick.
I just sit on the
attack Joe personally. Attack him.
And turn around and every comment you make, turn around and blast you on how it's such a biased opinion.
Blasting.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else besides the AI overview? Or are we just going to read AI?
Your entire synopsis of it. Who do you think is better than Hurts?
Well, a lot of quarterbacks. I mean, if we're
lot of quarterbacks. Yeah. No. Name me five.
Name you five quarterbacks that are better than him?
Five. Yep.
Okay, let's go. Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen.
Leave Mahomes off, because I'll give you Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Matthew Stafford.
Okay. Have you seen the way Stafford's played the last couple games?
Oh, my God, Rick.
You guys all giving Stafford all this wonderful credit.
Wait a minute. Hold up, Rick. Have you seen how Matt Stafford been playing these last few games?
Yeah.
I'm out, Rick. Rick, I'm out, pal. I'll see you later.
Wait a minute. The five turnovers. Yeah,
Rick.
Now?
That's the way to cut me off, Joe.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm leaving you on the air. I'm leaving. Rick, I'm out.
Wait to try to take his voice.
I'll see you, Rick. I'm out.
Now I'm going to get you.
I'm out.
Hold on.
Good. Thank God. I irritated him enough the way he irritates me.
Is that right? Okay, get me. Do me now.
Let's go back to Stafford, Stu.
Okay, you say he threw five picks?
Yeah.
In what game?
The last couple games.
Okay, let me help you out. The last game against Arizona.
You still talking to Rick?
He didn't throw no picks. He didn't throw no picks in the last game, Rick. I'm looking at it right now. I'm using the Google. The Google.
Not the AI overview.
The
right?
game before that.
The Google. The game before that. Let me get you, man. I got you. Give me a second, because I'm
working
on the computer.
This is taking
against the Falcons. He threw three interceptions.
Okay.
That's not five.
Go back to when he played.
It's not. No, he hasn't had five all year. That was more AI.
I said the last couple of games.
Okay, well, you know what, Rick? I give you that. He threw six. The last two games. The game against Seattle. Rick, if you let me speak, I'm going to answer the question. He threw six picks. But guess who's the number one quarterback in the NFL this season with those six picks that he's thrown?
Hold on.
You're absolutely
six
right.
Picks?
He's being ranked as the number one quarterback.
Two games.
No.
Based off a touchdown.
No, against the Atlanta Falcons, he threw three.
Three.
And in the game against Seattle, he threw three.
No.
In Seattle, wait a minute, Kyle. The Seattle game, he did throw three. Wait a minute, am I looking at the wrong game?
Yes, you are.
Okay, the Atlanta game, he threw three interceptions. He
get
three interceptions, right?
You, buddy.
And the Atlanta game, you know what I did, Kyle?
Atlanta game, it. Three picks. Seattle, zero. The other Seattle, you know what I let's did? See, I, another
I pushed,
zero.
I pushed Seattle three times. I pushed Atlanta three times.
Yeah, it's okay.
Times.
That's what
we my bad. But he threw three picks, though. Okay, so Rick, you're wrong.
Guys, technology is
not our friend.
Kicking
today.
Our ass.
I'm telling you, the AI
right
thinks a problem. It's a big okay. problem. Go ahead,
well,
Rick.
Well, then this is what I'm going to do for you.
No,
guys.
It was three TDs he threw against
Seattle. Those are good.
Those are different.
Yeah,
those
you
know, that,
are different. That's on you, by the way.
Yeah, that's on me.
I'm going to turn around.
It's all clearly there.
Wait a minute. Now, what argument were you having, Rick?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought you were done. I came back. Rick's still here.
You said in a couple games. So a couple is two, right? So you said he threw five. So me and you both was wrong.
Okay, so I exaggerated. Okay, I'm irritated.
Oh, all right. So we.
So basically,
so when we exaggerated, right now I broke the mic here. When we exaggerate, we're allowed to make things
walk
up. I like
Joe.
That. I like that.
He said, "Walk away,
walk
Joe."
Away, Joe.
Now I came back. I left, so Rick. I left, and you're still here, Rick.
Go to my phone, okay. Rick. Ooh, Rick talking to you
and
any kind.
What? I'm going to continue to be here because I'm going to turn around and listen to your entire show. I will take the notes.
That'll show me.
I will do my research. I will make sure my research
is 100%
accurate.
Just no AI this time.
No AI.
Yeah. No AI.
No this, no that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate
but
you,
stop
man.
Stop taking select picks. I mean, giving the guy an F for his first playoff game.
It was an F.
He didn't play great. No.
Don't give him D either.
What would you give him?
Don't give him no D.
What would you give him?
I would have given him maybe a C-.
Maybe a C-. They were down 30 to nothing.
Yeah, the entire team. That's not just Jalen. Mm-hmm. You turn around and say it's not Jalen Hurts when they're winning.
He's bad
but right
time.
Now, you're putting that whole game on Jalen Hurts.
No, we were talking about him specifically. And when you're down 30 nothing, the quarterback can't be playing well, Rick. I mean, let's be real.
No, he can't.
Okay,
but neither is everybody else.
I so wish, Rick. I wish in school I had you as a teacher. I mean, your grading system is easy, Rick. I mean, I would have done a lot better than I did, Rick. I love you, man. Appreciate it. We got to watch out with the AI, folks. Yeah, we got to watch out.
I just Googled the wrong thing.
We got more on AI later, by the way.
Oh, God. I broke the mic. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the nonsense after the break. Jalen Hurts, do you expect him to play better in the playoffs? I mean, it's very simple. Just say yes if you say yes. Instead of using AI to throw... I mean, Rick had me for a second. I was like, wait, you know what? Maybe I miscalculated. Maybe Jalen did have three touchdowns in that game. And then I looked, and he had one. Not three, one.
Yeah, we all did. We all messed up the stats today.
I don't know if we all did.
Well, no. No,
I just don't, Rick. I just
did.
Don't want to I just don't want to take that L.
Yeah.
You have to.
I shouldn't have left you alone, Rick. That was on me. That was on left.
You left Rick, you to his Rick own said, devices and he mixed up touchdowns and interceptions.
Rick said, walk away,
we need
Joe.
You here, Joe. We need
walk
you.
Away.
All right, coming up, we'll get to a massive NFL story from yesterday and how it could affect the Eagles. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. How about that? At the buzzer.
At the buzzer.
They fixed my mic. We're back. I know Rick and a lot of people out there wish they didn't fix it. We have other mics in here. I would have just walked across the studio. It wasn't that big of a deal. Welcome back.
Rick told you, walk away.
Midday Show. It's been a while since I walked away. I did it once on the evening show when I was by myself, but then I realized like I had to come back because nobody else there. The caller was just talking to himself.
I don't know, man. After Hugh's performance.
Yeah, you can't leave me to my own devices, man. No, because I'm looking at it.
You walked
I'm,
down the path with Rick with his fake AI.
I did. I was like, okay, dude. Kyle's like, no. I was like, oh, look, click the same game twice.
This may be a dumb question. Is all AI the same, or could there be like knockoff AI? Because I don't know what AI Rick had, but it wasn't the one that was accurate. Like he's using the cheap version of AI.
Well, I think the lesson is that AIs, they're still fine tuning.
They're still working on it.
That's true, because we just added touchdowns to Jalen's ledger in a game. It just didn't happen. Oh. And I was told I don't remember the game because
it's
AI.
Also, yeah, I mean, look, it's in the hands of the user.
Mm-hmm.
Like Rick and Hugh, ass kicked by AI. Ass kicked.
I'm not being with Rick.
Joe did a pretty good job against the AI.
I messed up. I made a mistake, man. Y'all was putting pressure on me, trying to, you know, work this computer.
Didn't you play in the NFL?
Yeah, but
you're folding under pressure.
No, I'm saying, you know, this is something different.
You're supposed to be built for this.
Yeah, I am.
All right, we actually
no
have
no excuses.
Yeah, you are. What happened
you
to you?
No excuses. What? I'm cooked. No excuses.
All right, we'll get back to more AI stuff, including AI chiming in on Hugh's chances to be a productive coach down in Atlanta. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls on Hurts and this playoff game coming up. But really specifically, do you expect Jalen to be better in the postseason than he was in the regular season? That's really the whole crux of it. I don't. I think he'll be pretty much what he was the whole year.
Hugh became a hater.
Well, that's what happens. Okay, before we get back to that, though, Hugh.
I hate that guy.
Elliot's going to join us at 1, which will be exciting. Hugh, big news yesterday in the NFL, and it could end up affecting the Eagles. So we got, Black Monday came and went, right? A bunch of head coaches were gone. In total, there were 6 openings after Monday. Well, now we have a 7th opening because the Baltimore Ravens yesterday canned John Harbaugh after, 18 seasons there? He's there forever.
He was there for a long time.
I mean, obviously, tremendously successful coach.
Hell of a coach, man.
He went to a Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens. So we have John Harbaugh now free as a head coaching candidate. According to most reports out there, he's jumped to the top of, everyone's list.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Well, one of those teams, though, Hugh, is the New York Giants. And that is one where it's like they've been bad for a long time, and it's been like this division, really, other than last year, the Commanders. We've only had to concern ourselves with the Cowboys every couple years, right? Mm-hmm. The Giants have been the one team that is just, they've been so far out of this thing for a long time. The Giants are going to interview John Harbaugh. Do you think that would be, let's say he goes there. How big of a deal is it if Harbaugh ends up with the Giants?
I think he's a hell of a coach, man. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Harbaugh. I think that he immediately gives that team some cachet. He has some pretty good players there. I was talking to some people online. They feel like, to them, that that's his best landing spot. When you talk about the receivers that they had, they got a young quarterback. Well, I forgot his name.
Dart.
Jackson Dart. Who's the receiver? Malik
Neighbors. Yeah. Yep.
So you got some pieces. You got Sexy Dexy on that defensive line and stuff like that. But to me, in my humble opinion, without outside the quarterback, they're a little older across the board, in my opinion. And to me, Atlanta is the easier path to success because of their young defense and their young quarterback. Now, we had this conversation, and we don't know what Michael Penix is.
And he got hurt this year.
Yeah, we don't know what Michael Penix is. Jackson Dart looks like he's trending in the right direction, so I get that part of it. But when I talk about – when I think about this division, this is going to be a tough division. I don't think that bothers Coach Harbaugh at all. But you got to go through us. The Commodores are going to be making a comeback. Dallas is not a slouch. I feel like if you want to come in and for Coach Harbaugh, this doesn't matter because he's a proven coach.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the easier path is with the Atlanta Falcons.
You might be right. I hope he doesn't go to the Giants. I mean, I don't want to see him in the division. I respect the hell out of John Harbaugh. He's done a great job for a long time with the Baltimore Ravens. We were kind of workshopping this morning when we were talking about the news. If you take away Belichick, because obviously it was a weird thing and most teams didn't want to hire him, they just thought he was done or just too old or whatever. Outside of Belichick, is Harbaugh the most accomplished coach, Hugh, to hit the open market since Andy?
It feels like it.
Like there's been some guys people have been excited about, right? Ben Johnson, McVay, Shanahan, but they hadn't done anything yet, right? Mm-hmm. They were young.
And Peyton wasn't open market.
Right.
The Saints had his rights, I guess.
Yeah, they traded him to the Broncos. Like, this is a free agent. I think it's he's going to be the most accomplished free agent coach since the Eagles moved on from Andy.
It feels like it.
Mm. It's now the story of the coaching cycle. And there was a report.
Kind of messed up my chances.
You think he's
accomplished?
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, McCarthy. Yeah. I think Harbaugh's more accomplished, right? So Harbaugh,
Super Bowl.
Both won one Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Harbaugh go to two? I'm thinking.
No, only went to one.
Okay, only went to one. Okay.
McCarthy went back to how many title games? Because maybe one more? I guess they're pretty
even.
You're
talking about Mike. Yeah. Mike feels more like a bubblehead, though.
I think that's the assumption. Yeah.
Yeah, he feels like a Coach Harbaugh.
Yeah.
He feels Mike McCarthy feels like a bubblehead.
No, I agree. Yeah, but that's a good one. McCarthy's pretty accomplished. It's going to change the whole coaching landscape. There was a report last night that now there are 6 openings other than the Ravens, but 7 teams have already contacted Harbaugh. You know what that means?
Oh yeah, somebody, they think about moving on from somebody.
Someone's got a coach and still making that phone call. Boy, that's got to be uncomfortable. Imagine being a coach and you kind of wonder, is it my team? Is my owner calling for John Harbaugh? We'll see.
You're in high demand though.
Sure,
he's probably sitting back, him and his wife. He'll probably take a couple days and then figure it out from there. I would think that every team that's looking for a coach would be calling him.
Of course,
that's their first call.
Yeah.
And then everybody else going to fall in line and get a job somewhere else.
Are you surprised the Ravens moved on?
No. Mm. Well, I'm in a group chat, and they had some ideas about it that I will not share.
Well, there
online.
Without you sharing, I saw something, I think it was NFL Network, talking about he may have lost the locker room.
Yeah.
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 Was that the gist of the
kind
of?
Yes, that was the gist of the conversation. And I like Coach Harbaugh, and I think in this situation, I know him better than most because he was here. But yeah, that could divide a locker room.
Well, also, I mean, he's been there a long time. Sometimes the same
the stale, yeah.
I mean, that's what a lot of people thought with Andy at the end here. You know, you're somewhere 18 years, 14 years, a long time.
You know what's funny? I remember when I was working at ESPN and I was talking to Jaws because I was hot when they were talking about firing Andy. And Jaws said it as the only way Jaws can. He said, yeah, he you know, sometimes the message gets stale. It's time to move on. Andy'd be okay. And Jaws was just like, you know, he just said, hey, sometimes it's better. A fresh start is good. So for Harbaugh, Coach Harbaugh, maybe that's the case for him.
Yeah, all right, we'll see where he goes. I'm hoping it's not the Giants. I don't want him in this division. I think he's a program builder. I mean, that team, I mean, how many bad seasons did he ever have in Baltimore? Like,
not too many.
Maybe
and they
two?
Were always, and he always built a salty defense. Always had some salty players on defense. So, yeah, I mean, he's a threat. It would be fun to have him in the division, get a chance to see him. But I think for Coach to – I think Atlanta's the better team, in my opinion.
Yeah, but that means you're out of the mix for the job.
Well, I mean, but I want him to be successful. I do. Listen, Joe, let me tell you what happened last night. When his name came up, mm-hmm. I was like, damn.
It's going to cost you the job, isn't
it? But I still got the minority thing going for me. So
you can get an interview.
I can probably get an interview.
You know what you
got
to do? You have to get the interview and then wow them.
Yeah.
And I imagine Hugh Douglas in interview settings knocks people out of the park.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Get dressed up in the
suit. Put on a civil rights suit.
Yeah.
And then I'll go ahead and knock them out. Knock them out the park. No, I plan on being more articulate. I can't speak in stream of conscious when I'm in a meeting. I have to be buttoned up. I have to be corporate Douglas in that setting.
And the ambiguity.
That's corporate Douglas. All right, this segment is sponsored by McGurk's. Poppy, if you're looking for a spot to watch the playoff game, make it McGurk's. We've been to all the McGurk's locations, and they have awesome food and the perfect game day atmosphere. Head to McGurk's on Sunday for the game. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to, we got Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will, what's up?
All right. Listen, man, I just want to say this, man. Let me just bring this up. Mm-hmm. So, the way y'all comparing Jalen, right? Could y'all say the same thing about Sirianni as far as the team? As far as him being the reason why he's so great is because of the team?
I think it's a big part of the reason. Yeah, I mean, he's got a great roster, sure.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to know that. Because what I say about Jalen, right, and I believe he have a lot of room to grow, and I believe – he will actually be an elite quarterback if he learned to read defense. That's his next stage. And I think he's going to work on that on the offseason. I hope they work with him on that. But what I want to say, man, as far as the coaching go, right, we got to get better at the coaching, man. And the reason why I say this is because, listen, it's one and done from here on out. It ain't no second chance. And this is what these coaches, the team, and everybody else need to realize this, man. One mistake can cost us the season. And right now, to be honest, we are one of the best teams in the league that can actually repeat and like do it again. But I think it's going to come down to the coaching and how they see the game. Now, for me, right now, I would actually activate Tank Bigsby and have them as a three-headed monster. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason why I say this, right, when we had success in that Super Bowl that we won, right, we had Ajayi, Clement, and Blunt, right?
Yes, yes.
A three-headed monster, right? And they ran the ball. They ran it hard, and that's how we defeated and won that Super Bowl, right? And I believe we have that same type of team right now if you implement Bigsby, man. Because what I'm saying is right now, we at the point where all we need to do is wear this defense down, man. That's what it's all about. It's all about attacking on both sides of the ball, man. And I keep saying this, and I mean it because I know what it takes to win for the season for the Eagles, man. And we got that. We have it on both sides of the ball. But, see, the defense is coached. They're great. You dig what I'm saying? And our defensive coordinator, he figures it out, and he understands what he needs to do, right? But what I'm saying is now the balance is it's going to have to come to the offense now. what I'm saying is pound the ball, man. So 16 is the one who is going to get it done, man. And what I'm saying is, Saquon, listen, you got to share that draw, baby. If you want another ring and we want another repeat, listen, in order for this to happen, both of these running backs got to get busy, man. And he got to get more carries. Because once 50 wears the defense down, guess what? That's why you're going to have a field day. But y'all got to do it together. And y'all going to have to do it as a team, man. Right now, and from here on, it's going to take a team effort. And that's the only way we're going to repeat, man, as a team. And guess what? When Lane comes back, baby, we're going to open them holes up so we can run through. And guess what? We need to be right now saying that it's one and done. And it's no second chance from here on out. And guess what? We're the team to do it. We are the Super Bowl defending champions, baby. We are the Eagles, baby. And guess what? Everybody got to go through us in order to take that title. And we're not giving nothing away. So right now, everybody, from the coach to going down, we have to take these as a team, baby, to win this Super Bowl. Because we are the best team in the league. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. We are the one. And guess what? Nobody can stop us but us. And we're not going to stop ourselves because we got a destiny for dynasty to fulfill. And guess what? It starts from here on out. And guess what? We're going to do it because the coaches, Sirianni, and KP, I believe in you. You're going to make the right plays. You're going to call the right game plan. And guess what? We're going to win it again, baby. And the Eagles, we are the champions. And we're going to do it again. Let's go, Eagles.
There we go, Will. The big jump from yesterday. Yeah. It's a much better Will performance. Will's getting ready for the game.
I got to say, if you do an Eagles chant, that's your time to sign off.
I know. I thought that was it, but he had more.
Yeah, you.
I mean, that's going out on the highest of high notes.
I agree.
Eagles missed the mark a little bit on that.
I mean, it's better than yesterday.
It's round one. We'll get there.
We're building. It's the wild card round.
Yeah.
And I think by Friday, Will will be on point.
We're going to be rabid by Friday.
Yes.
No question.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Wednesday. We're kind of like tipping the scales towards there. I mean, we're better than you yesterday. Yeah. I mean, you were throwing cold water and everything.
I wasn't throwing cold water. I just, you know, my whole premise was, Petullo, what were you doing? What you doing? Bubble head stuff. You need your lips slapped across them.
You got to stop. You got to stop lips. Saying that, man. He got his house egged, you know.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. But he needed his lips slapped.
You know, people are going to talk about when you're a coach.
That's all right. Nah. I'm going to stay off social media, though. I'm not going to see it.
Yeah. We know that's not going to happen.
I'm going to stay gonna off see it. The lie of the day.
I'm going to stay off social media.
If I was Arthur Blank and I interviewed you, I said, just hand me the phone. You want the job, just give me your phone.
I'm going to stay off social media.
Lies. Macho in Kensington is up. What's up, Macho?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Macho, what's up?
Not much, man. I just want to comment on if I think Hurts going to perform better.
What do you think?
What you got, bro?
I'm just going to go with the eye test and just say he's going to be what he is, 150 yards passing, just kind of the same. I think Hurts plays to his coach's capability. Only time I see him have a standout season is when you have standout offensive coordinators, and then when it's kind of below average is when they got below average coordinators. So as a fan, I would love for him to go hard and ball out. But from watching it during the season, I don't think he's going to perform great. I just think he's going to do okay. We're going to have to ride it out with the defense. He just doesn't come off like, F this offensive coordinator, I'm going to do me. I'm going to take this win, take this game, put it on my back, and take this win. He doesn't come off as that type of person for me. What you guys think?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, and I think that's, you go to his career in the different years, the years they've had the guys that have become head coaches, let's say, right, Steichen or Moore, he's done better, right? He's had some big playoff games, obviously Super Bowl appearances and win, all that. And then the years it's been Brian Johnson, or now we got, you know, obviously Petullo, it's been choppier. So you're probably right. Now, Macho, good phone call. And if you're right, and I think you are, that makes sense. I guess for me, Hugh, it's hard. Like, for everyone out there who thinks Petullo stinks, mm-hmm. but like, then how's Jalen going to play well on Sunday? Like,
yeah, because they go hand in hand.
Well, of course they do.
I think that, you know, when I talk about this offense, it's going to be much of the same, because my biggest gripe from this weekend is that we saw much of the same kind of philosophy that we've seen before, or arrogance, if you will. Just all depends on how you want to say it. With the guys that are, the for lack of a better word, the second stringers. And your failure to adapt to the moment speaks volumes to me. You know, whether or not you were trying to win the game or not. You got guys out there, like when Jason was sitting, he was talking about how well Trott Jr. was playing. He was playing well because he's trying to win.
Sure.
He's trying to win.
Well, he's trying to get a job for himself, too.
Yeah. All of the above.
Earn a starting spot one day.
All of the above. And if you went out there with that mentality that you just wanted to see what you could do and prove people wrong, mm-hmm. then you did the players a disservice, in my opinion. Because those guys out there, they don't get too many times to play in a meaningful NFL game. You know, when you talk about Tanner McKee and what he's been able to do in small sampling sizes, that was his chance to go out there and show that he could probably be a starter somewhere. And by the offense that you decided to call, you undermined that. You undermined that. And that's where that was the problem that I had yesterday, is because if you went into that game and said, hey, we're not trying to win, and we're going to keep throwing the ball in spite the fact that we're running the ball well, you did everybody out there a disservice. And you don't deserve to be the offensive coordinator, in my humble opinion.
Well, you're not the only one saying that. I mean, Richie this morning is basically putting his job on the line, Petullo, Sunday. I mean, I think 70,000 people are going to put Petullo's job on the line Sunday in that building.
Let me tell you what's going to happen, because I've seen it. It's weird to be in the stadium, Lincoln Financial, and hear the boos sound out the way that they did, you know, a couple times. Mm-hmm. Like the boos, it's just, but I get it.
Well, it's high expectations.
Yeah, I get it. And if for anybody that does not understand the standard, that's when we have these conversations, that's what irritates me the most, because a lot of times you hear the wrong thing. Jalen has set the standard high. This team has set the standard high. This organization has set the standard high. And I don't understand the people that get mad at us or anybody that talks about the standard when the standard's already set and we're just trying to help them elevate to that standard. We critique the standard. We all talk about football and we critique the standard. But you get mad when something is said that you don't particularly agree with, but it holds weight.
Yeah, it's for every player in the city, that's what we do, right? It's just there's a lot of people that don't want to hear it or don't want to acknowledge it. Like, you know, the reality is, did Bryce Harper play great last season? No.
Anybody get a pay raise?
Well, no one should get a pay raise. But like,
well, he's about to get one.
Well, he shouldn't. But the idea is, did he play great last season? No. I say that and no one cries about it. Does Jalen Hurts play great this season? No. I mean, these are truths, whether you want to accept them or not. Now, could he play better in the playoffs? He certainly could. There's a lot of people out there expecting it today. I hope you guys are right. Mad Mike, King of Prussia. Let's see what he expects. What's up, Mike?
We already know what Mike expects.
Hey, long time no talk, guys. How we doing?
Mike, it's been a while. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Jalen Hurts sucks.
There we go.
And Rick sucks. And I'm just so tired of it. Like, I got to listen to these mouth breathers calling, oh, yeah, he threw for 400 yards in the championship game, and that guy had 16 interceptions. No, you're an idiot. Jalen Hurts, with all-world talent around him, barely runs a middling offense and relies on everybody else to do everything for him. And this season, he doesn't have an all-world line in front of him, and he looks pedestrian as all get out. And no one wants to admit, they're like, oh, it's Petullo's fault. It's definitely Petullo's fault.
It's partly Petullo.
This fraud quarterback that we've had for multiple years, and he can't play the game because he thinks out loud. And then we have Mr. Magoo, head coach, just running around on the sidelines. He's like, I'm a head coach, and I don't know what's going on. Like, he's another guy that's no business being in the NFL and was just blessed with bunch of talent and has been riding off the coattails of everybody else.
I haven't had a glass of milk in probably 20
Mike
years.
Just completely ignored everything.
Who do you got Sunday, Mike? Eagles or Niners?
Oh, I hope I hope Christian McCaffrey runs for like 6 touchdowns. And I heard you, Hugh. I was just going. Just let me cook, man. But I hope Christian McCaffrey has 6 touchdowns. I hope Jalen Hurts has 6 interceptions. And then everybody calls in Monday crying, oh, it's definitely Petula's fault. Couldn't have been Jalen. St. Jalen doesn't do anything wrong.
That's, you know, if I had to guess what you're going to say. Yeah, I know. I know you do. Mike, it's been a while. We missed you. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, they love you.
So,
I hate this fan.
So on brand. Yeah. I mean, I knew what he was going to say when I asked who he's picking Sunday. He's picking the Niners to win the game, obviously.
Hoops McCaffrey runs 6 touchdowns.
That's a lot of time. That's hard to watch.
That would be a record performance.
I'm not staying there for that. That's a bad. Ooh, I'm not coming to work Monday. That happens.
Could you just imagine what AI would say 6 touchdowns were? If we had 1 equals 3, 6 might equal 18 when you look that up on AI. 215-592-9494. All right. Do you expect Jalen Hurts to be better in the postseason? I do not. I think he's going to be what he's been during the season, which is. Look, on average, he might have one of these games he plays really well, but I don't see 4 great games coming from Jalen Hurts because that's not the kind of season he's had. I don't think the infrastructure and the offense is obviously great right now. I expect him to be okay, which is what he's been most of the season. Hugh expects a jump. Where do you come in with Jalen Hurts? All right, we'll get to Elliot next. He'll be with us. We're going to workshop with Elliot. This will be fun. You know, instead of everyone giving their own list, how about we do this? Why don't we rank the quarterbacks in the NFC as we enter the postseason? We'll rank them together with Elliot. And we got to pick a little bone with something he said yesterday on the afternoon show about the NFC, the playoff field, the Eagles' chances. That's all next. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.